Liam, a narrow defeat. What did you make of it?
We're disappointed. I felt we were in the game for 90 minutes. Aldershot are a very good side, and we knew it was going to be difficult from the outset. We're disappointed with the goal we conceded. We've got to be better than that. We're disappointed with that. But other than that, we've held our own, and we've put in some good performances. We're a little bit short, but I just felt we didn't really click into gear today, and the two boys up there didn't really hit the ground running like we would have hoped. Because I think if they did, we would have 100% scored. You know, because we created chances. It's just we're just disappointed and frustrated, and not safe to come to Aldershot and be disappointed and frustrated that we haven't got anything out of the game. Is a big positive from when we played them last season.
Because you could sense the nerves, certainly around me, the fans were getting restless. You had them worried, and you were always in with a shout throughout the second half.
Yeah, definitely. I think at 1-0, we've always got an opportunity. I just think there's been a few balls that have dropped in the box that maybe we could have been a bit more alive to, which they've cleared. And at the minute, things like that are dropping in the back of our net. But now there's loads of positives, and it was good to get Liam Daly back in, who done well today, and we'll get him up to speed, and like I say, we'll get a few more bodies back, and you know, we'll be a good outfit, I'm sure.
What did you say to your men just on that far side after the game?
Just to keep our heads up, because we've played a team that are going to finish in the top five, I'm sure. They're missing a few. We're missing a number of players as well. And I just sort of said to them, there was a turning point last season when we played York at home, and second half we were fantastic. And I just said, there's a light at the end of the tunnel for us. If we defend like that for, you know, a large portion of games this season, we're going to be hard to break down. It's just the small sort of margins of set pieces that we need to make sure we don't concede, because we are a big strong side. And like I say, you know, we've done well today, and I just wanted them to keep the head up, because we've got a big game on Tuesday now.
That's the big one, isn't it? Chester on Tuesday, the rearrange game from the opening day of the season. Too early to say it's a six-pointer, but these are the games you really need to get the results, aren't they?
Look, it's not a six-pointer. We've got, you know, there's loads of points to play for. I just think it's a game which is a winnable game. It's a game at home. It's a game that we've, the lads are already thinking of and excited to go in and play. And it's a game that we want to make sure we put in a good performance. And if we can do that and perform like we did today, then I'm sure we're going to get a positive result from it.
Very final question. Have you seen enough today and in the opening seven games of the season to feel encouraged and to feel, you know, you've got enough to stay in this division still?
Look, 100%. I think, we've got lads to come back which will strengthen the side. And I think that's the important thing. You know, there's been a few, and like Christian Green, I thought was excellent today. You know, there's a few lads that you know what you're going to get out of. I think Shep and George have been better. We need to get them to a level that, because they're as good as what's in this division. So for me, I think there's light at the end of the tunnel, yes. There's positives, yes. You know, do I want the injured players back? Yes. Because it's going to make us a lot stronger in terms of the depth of the squad. But not only that, there's probably four or five that will come into the starting 11, and that's going to make us a lot stronger and more competitive.